The following is a sponsored program. High Desert Broadcasting is not responsible for the views or claims expressed in this program.
And Dr. Andrea Mills.
And we're here for It's a Paradox. Give us the definition of
paradox. Okay, a paradox is a noun. A paradox is a statement or a belief that runs contrary to public opinion. And you're going to find that Dr. Vicky and I are contrary to public opinion quite a bit.
Not really contrary, but only to public opinion. It's like what they think, we often don't. And we're here to blow the lid off the good life so that you guys can get it.
You know, common sense is not common practice in America. That's one of the doctors that I train with says quite a bit. And it's very, very true. So we want to change that.
We want you to get what we know. And that's why we're here. So, Andrea. Oh,
yes.
Dr. Mills.
Andrea, Dr. Mills. Hey, you. Just don't call me late for dinner. Ha.
Okay. We've talked about this and we know this, but why don't you tell us and everyone else why you want to do this show?
Well, I'm a chiropractor here in the Antelope Valley. My office is up in Lancaster. I'm with Allied Chiropractic, and I get a lot of chronic patients. I mean, these people are sick. They've been hurting for years. They're on many medications. They haven't found any answers. And one of the things that I have found is once we start educating them on what they put into their bodies and how their bodies work and what they can do to make their physiology better, they get phenomenal results. And I can only help X number of people in the office at a time. And I really want to help Americans get healthy. So that's why I wanted to do this. What about you?
Well, I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. And so my clientele are mostly weight loss, smoking, stress, sometimes
stress.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
And what I found is people don't know what they're doing to themselves. They're eating wrong. They're not exercising and moving their body regularly. And like you, I can only talk to one person at a time.
Exactly.
Sometimes I can do groups, but I really wanted to get this out on a bigger level. And you and I talk all the time, and there are so many things that we collectively know. You know, you and I put our heads together and we're like, oh yeah, that's cool. People need to know that.
And I agree.
We wanted to be able to share it and share it in big numbers.
Well, I've been doing a lot of research for some speaking that I'm doing. And if you look at the numbers, America spends twice as much money on healthcare as the next country that spends the most. So we spend twice as much.
There would be our first paradox.
Exactly.
What's healthcare?
Sickness care is what we have in this country. But we spend more money than any other country. We're ranked 37th in health.
Which is really sad.
It's
considering
sad.
We are not a third world country.
No, we are supposed to be the premier health. You know, we should be the healthiest. We've got the best potential nutrition. We've got the best medical system. We have amazing crisis care system. I would not want to be hurt or injured anywhere else. But I don't really want to be sick here. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. And like my clientele, I see so many of them coming in simply not knowing what they're doing to themselves. And that's one of the things that we're working on today is the food industry.
Exactly.
And what they're hiding in your food. And it's really scary.
Let's start this off, actually. What we're going to do is we've got a couple people here in the studio who are going to do a taste test for us. We're starting this off. The reason we're starting it off this way is we want to show you the difference. Well, we want you to hear the difference from somebody other than us of how food tastes with chemicals versus how food tastes without chemicals. And we'll go more into that in detail. By the way, if you have questions about any food or if you want to know about ingredients, feel free to call us. The number here at the studio is 661-266-4420. We will take calls at any time during the show. But what I have is I have here a regular cola type of soda. And then what I did is I spent some time figuring out exactly how many teaspoons of sugar in a 1 12-ounce can of soda. And then I made up some sugar water with that exact measurement.
Yeah. So how much sugar is in
1 12-ounce can of soda. And if you read the label, it'll tell you total carbs, 41 grams, 37 grams, somewhere in there. It works out to be like 8-9 teaspoons, which, if you know your conversions, is 3 tablespoons of sugar in every soda.
Yeah.
So what I did is I've got soda and I've got water, and in the water is 3 tablespoons worth of sugar. And so Katie and Ernie are going to taste them for us. And then just tell us if you think the sugar water tastes sweeter or less sweet than the soda. So here you go. Here's
have a good chug of
here's
that
the soda
sugar water.
First. Well, yeah, here's okay. The soda first. So Katie's going to taste it, and then she'll get on the mic and tell you what she thinks.
Okay. I usually drink diet soda, so this is very, very sweet to me.
Okay. So now there's the sugar water. And does that taste sweeter or less sweet?
I think the soda tastes sweeter.
The soda tastes sweeter. Isn't that interesting?
Because that's what we were trying to prove. Because the chemicals that they process the soda with, it just doesn't work. And Ernie's actually refusing the sugar water.
He refuses to drink it.
Well, he's diabetic. Good boy. We're very proud of you. Thank you very much.
And by the way, if you're diabetic, diet soda is not a great great alternative.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about what's in just one can of soda, okay? So the first ingredient is water. The second ingredient is high fructose corn syrup. Vicky, what is high fructose corn syrup a synonym for?
A synonym for?
Yes.
Junk.
Sugar.
Crap.
No. Sugar. So the first ingredient is water.
I don't even say that. It's not even equal to sugar.
No, it's not.
Because it's processed.
Well, hold on. Let me keep reading.
Go ahead.
The third ingredient is caramel color. And then, guess what's number four?
Sugar.
So if you look, hold on. Well, Katie wants to ask a question. Let me finish this off real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
If you look at the first four ingredients in a soda, two of them are sugar. That's 50%.
So if I'm drinking diet soda, is because it's less sugar, is that better?
We're so glad you asked. Because the next ingredient on our hit list is aspartame. Which is in diet soda.
Aspartame
Thank you for saying it correctly.
Also
I get
known
all the time.
As, if you look on labels, it'll be labeled as phenylalanine. Okay? It's basically an amino acid that they change to make it sweet.
Or what's that other word? Flutatonics. I can't even say that one.
Oh, chenolphetoneuretics.
Thank you.
there are certain people who have a birth defect.
Say that again.
Phenylketoneuretics.
I've never been able to say that.
That's because you didn't go to chiropractic college.
Okay.
You don't have to learn the medical terms.
We didn't work on those words in hypnosis college.
All right. So, Vicky, tell us about aspartame.
Okay. If you're using aspartame in terms of NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, or all of those. Oh, I just said those names. Never mind. And you suffer from fibromyalgia symptoms, spasms, shooting pains, numbness in your legs, cramps, vertigo, dizziness, headaches, tinnitus, joint pains, depression.
By the way, tinnitus, for those of you who don't know, is ringing in the ears.
Anxiety attacks, slurred speech. I just said slurred speech. Blurred vision or memory loss. You probably have aspartame disease.
Can I tell you a story about a patient?
Let me finish this first. Because it also the other disease, there are two diseases that really scare me that have increased with aspartame use.
Exactly.
That would be Alzheimer's and the symptoms of Alzheimer's. Think of memory loss. Mm-hmm. And I know what you're going to talk about. It's MS.
Multiple sclerosis. Mm-hmm. That's right. So I have a story to tell you about a patient. About 3 years ago, a patient was referred to me for dizziness. And it was to the point where she was in danger of losing her job. She literally... Every time she stood up or sat down, she would get dizzy, and her primary care doctor referred her to me for adjustments. And so we started working on her, and we did make progress on the dizziness, but we never got it to go away. In the meantime, she was having a cluster of other symptoms, and I don't remember exactly what they were because it was a few years ago. So she went to a neurologist, and after a battery of tests, she came back with a multiple sclerosis diagnosis. Now, let me tell you that I am not saying that every case of multiple sclerosis is going to be what I'm talking about, but there are a number of people who are diagnosed that I think actually don't have it, and I'm going to tell you why. So she comes back into my office, and this woman has tears running down her face. She's depressed. She's now lost her job. She's going to have to go on disability. Her entire life has been changed. She's got this multiple sclerosis diagnosis. She's starting to deal with depression. And she and I just start talking, and I'm taking a little bit more thorough of a nutritional history than I had prior because it wasn't really relevant before, but now it's becoming relevant. And I asked her, do you happen to drink aspartame in anything? And she's like, well, what is that? So I explained it. And she says, well, I drink a liter of Crystal Light every day. So my eyes got really big. And
are we bleeping name brands?
I didn't say, oh. All right. Well, she drank a liter of a lemony type drink that was sweetened with aspartame every day. And so I told her, go ahead and just get rid of that. You know, start drinking water, get rid of any artificial sweetener. I don't want you on anything. She came in a week later. Vicky? 1 week, 7 days. Guess what?
All better.
Every multiple sclerosis symptom was gone.
slurred words.
Multiple sclerosis was gone. She wrote me a testimonial that I believe I still have on my website hanging in my office, and it says, I can't believe my chiropractor figured this out and my neurologist never even asked. She says, thank you for giving me my life back.
Amen.
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to add to that because it is not a diet product. I guess we're going to come back to this when we've got a break.
By the way, I do want to say thank you to Debbie Kalis. She's sponsored our show today, and she is with a group called Mentoring for Free that helps you learn how to think and not what to think. We'll be talking to Debbie a little bit later on in the show.
All right.
News Talk 1380.
Most people agree that network marketing is an excellent vehicle to achieving financial freedom. But if you are only retaining 6 to 7% of your people, you won't get very far. Hi, this is Debbie Kalis. Seriously, I had a major headache from banging my head against the wall over how to help the people in my organization achieve the success that I was enjoying. Unfortunately, I, along with most network marketers, have been taught that we are in a sales and recruiting business. But with 90% of the population being sales resistant, how can the average person truly find success? The truth is, network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business, and you need a proven, duplicatable system that will work for the masses. My life and business turned around when I came across the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, by Michael DeLohi. And now, I'd like to share this free ebook with you as well. Visit my website at my10steps.com. That's my, the number 10, steps.com. No products or companies are ever mentioned. It's just the straight scoop on the industry. So put that bottle of aspirin away and get started with some great information that will get you on your way to truly owning your life.
Welcome back. This is an interactive show. So call us 661-266-4420.
And call us with if you have questions or comments even, because I realize people are taking this in going, what? So give us a call, 266-4420. That's
661-266-4420. And you can also find us on Facebook. You could become a fan of It's a Paradox. And what we did before the first show.
Wait, I want to get Katie on there just for a minute. Because, Katie, you said that you drink diet sodas. And I wanted to ask, why do you drink diet sodas?
Initially, I started drinking it, obviously, to cut back on the sugar intake. Uh-huh. So, you know, to lose weight, and, you know, I didn't want to have all that sugar, so then I started drinking diet soda.
Great, because I just want to quote, and I'm quoting actually from the book Secret Assassins in Food, The Ninjas of Taste by A. True Ott. And there's absolutely no reason, by the way, to have aspartame. This is a quote from the book. This is actually written into the congressional record. Aspartame makes you crave carbohydrates, and they will make you fat. When you get your patients, this is true for me, when you get your patients off aspartame, their average weight loss is 19 pounds per person because aspartame at 86 degrees turns into formaldehyde, which is a poison.
96 degrees.
I think it might be 86. I've read it both ways.
Really? Okay.
So, yeah, I've always said 96 too.
Yeah.
But I just read it on the internet.
What is the most common use of formaldehyde, ladies and gentlemen?
Preservative of
preserving
body
cadavers.
Parts that you,
yeah. No, it don't even get me started on sucralose.
Yeah, and this is the one for our diabetics. Aspartame is deadly. Deadly. Deadly, it says in
you
the
congressional You should see the
record.
Look on Katie's face right now. Her eyes are really big. Her mouth is wide open. She's like, no.
Right. You drink this stuff so that you're healthier, and yet it's not healthier.
Exactly.
And now you know why we called our show a paradox.
Yeah. Because it's getting what people it. I'm getting believe it. And what we know to be different and believe differently. Aspartame keeps your blood sugar level out of control.
Absolutely.
So diabetics, please, please, please read the labels and stay away from those. And we'll be listing on our website the different forms that it's hidden in your food.
Right.
I actually have one label I wanted to bring in because it said, does not contain aspartame. And then the very next line says that word again. Say it again.
Phenylalanine? Oh,
no.
Phenylketonuretics.
It actually says both. Contains phenylalanine and that other
right.
one.
Right. And, you know, let's talk about food labels for a minute. Do not, absolutely, when you are looking at food labels, do not believe anything on the front of the packaging. If it is on the front of the packaging, just turn it around, ignore it, and start reading the label. Because anything on the front of the packaging can, it's not regulated, so it could be a bold-faced lie. There are a few regulations they have to follow, but not many. So on Facebook, we had had a little bit of an interaction, and we had asked some people to post some questions about different foods that they eat. And I hope she's listening. Talia had asked us about a couple of different bars that she and her husband eat, and she'd asked us to go over those labels. So we did. And again, we're not going to mention any brand names, but one of them is a cereal type bar, and the other one is a healthy granola nutty type of bar. So let's start with the nutty type of bar, Vic. Why don't
just go
through that label?
Okay. It has roasted peanut. Oh, by the way, there are some reasons that this is a good snack because it has 160 calories per serving. So that would be a good choice for a snack. However, when you start reading the label, roasted peanuts, those are good.
They are good.
The next one is high maltose corn syrup.
High
maltose
corn syrup.
Can you tell me what that is? We talked about that.
High fructose corn syrup is a sweetener that is getting a ton of bad press right now because it is shown to put on abdominal fat and some other stuff. So the food chemical company makers, in their wisdom, decided to do high maltose corn syrup, which is also known as maltodextrin.
Yeah.
And it's just another form of a processed sugar.
Yeah. Mm. I just saw a commercial where they had like a couple talking and he was saying, oh, I don't want that juice. It has high fructose corn syrup. And she said, oh, that's just the panic you've heard. It's just sugar.
Yeah, it's not just sugar.
It's processed.
It's a highly, highly concentrated and refined corn syrup product that is not just sugar. I mean, one drop of this stuff will sweeten like a gallon of water. I don't know what the ratio is exactly, but it's a minuscule amount to sweeten a ton of water. And that's why they use it, because it's cheap.
And, oddly enough, corn itself, which isn't, you know, the best choice for a food, although, I mean, it's a good food, but it's a complex carbohydrate.
Right.
But once they process it into high fructose,
it becomes a simple carbohydrate.
It converts to a simple.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, corn, by the way, is the most genetically modified crop in America, and I don't think we'll probably have time to talk about
that
today.
Okay, so this has roasted peanuts, high maltose corn syrup, sugar.
So, okay, ingredients 2 and 3 are sugar.
Then whole grain oats, then high fructose corn syrup.
Which, again, is sugar.
Then palm kernel oil, rice flour. Excuse me, I got a hiccup. Whole grain wheat, then fructose, another sugar, peanut butter, which is good, canola oil, nonfat milk, maltodextrin, which is what?
Sugar.
Salt, whey, reduced minerals, So out of, I think it had 10, then we go down to natural flavor, which is a secret symbol for MSG. So while I think this had like 12 ingredients, 5 of them were sugar or MSG.
Right. So that's nearly 50% of that one particular bar. Now, this person, I'm sure, was eating it because it has nuts in it, which are healthy fats and very good for your heart. Mm-hmm. It's probably a little bit of that sweet and salty flavor. Here's my rule when it comes to snacks. Like anything less than 5 ingredients, you're good. But if it's got 5 ingredients or more and the second ingredient is sugar, you probably don't really want to be eating it. It's not as good for you as other options. So what would be another option for this person, Vic, for a snack?
Well, I personally tell my clients to go for just nuts. Go for a handful of nuts. Peanut butter is good. You have to watch the processed peanut butter to see what's in the label, so you're not getting the same thing.
Yeah, you also have to watch your portion sizes on that, because two tablespoons of peanut butter isn't really that much, and it packs in nearly 200 calories. So
yeah, you watch your portion.
Yeah.
But you had something that you said you'd bought for your office that was very comparable.
I have a snack, and I don't remember exactly what it's called, but it's like these little cashew nut clusters, okay? And I mean, the ingredients are cashews, sesame seed, rice malt, evaporated cane juice, and sea salt, and that's it. But they're like these little nut clusters that I eat, and I don't know, 6 of them is a serving, and it's like 180 calories. And I have that with an apple, and I'm done until lunch.
And where can people get those?
Well,
you get
them? I think Smart and Final or the regular market. Again, I don't remember exactly what they're called. But I found them here in town, like in a regular market. And they're just like these little cashew nut clusters. So Costco might even carry some.
Yeah, absolutely.
That with a piece of fruit would be a great choice. So instead of this cereal kind of bar thing, you know, just grab a handful of almonds and a piece of fruit.
And then the same person said she was eating this other bar, which by the very front name of the box implies it's a very healthy food.
Right. And I think it's
advertised that way.
Is it labeled as low calorie or something? I didn't see the box.
Something low calorie protein, something snack.
Okay. So I think it's being marketed as a protein snack. So let's look at the ingredients. Serving size is one bar, 90 calories, 17 grams of carbs, 2 grams of protein. By the way, 2 grams of protein to me, not high protein. First ingredient is cereal. The second ingredient is corn syrup. What's that another name for?
High fructose corn syrup.
Right.
Or sugar.
The third ingredient is sugar. So right there, 2 out of the first 3 ingredients on this bar are sugar. By the way, 266-4420, if you have any questions or you want to talk to us about this. Cereal, corn syrup, sugar, first 3 ingredients. The next ingredient is vegetable oil. And then fructose, which, ladies and gentlemen, is fruit sugar. It just...
So I put on the bottom of that how many ways sugar is listed in the ingredients in that product. And it's 12. There are 12. Oh, wait. No, that was 12 bad ingredients that we wouldn't have. So some of those were sugar and some were MSG. So, no, probably Dr. Mills and I wouldn't choose these as a snack. And for 90 calories...
I wouldn't give those to my kids.
I wouldn't either. Well, of course, my kids are 30 and 33, so
yeah, that's
different.
Mine are 6 and 5.
But I wouldn't give them to your kids either.
Thank you. Oh, they're allowed to go over to Vicky's and play. Yay!
Bounce off the walls.
You know, I feel bad when I send my kids over to a play date because sometimes I don't know what they're getting to eat. And I feel like I don't want to come off as this hyper-vigilant, you know,
the
mom.
The aspartame Hitler.
Exactly.
Wait, the aspartame cops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or high fructose corn syrup cops.
661-266-4420 if you'd like to call in and ask us any questions about what's in food. How much time do we have, Ernie? About 3 more minutes. So let's talk a little bit about MSG, if I can find Vicky's book.
Okay. Well, my singing in the rain is coming from my Palmdale phone, which is going to ring for another minute because I didn't turn it off.
By the way, I got a text from a friend of mine, and they say, don't forget to put a hi out to us normal people. So I'm wondering if that means we're not normal.
Why? We aren't normal. Okay, MSG. MSG. Symptoms of MSG. Severe headaches.
Okay.
Irregular heartbeat or racing heart. Depression or mood changes. Bipolar, seasonal affective disorders. Abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, colitis, nausea, balance problems, dizziness, seizure, or mini strokes, sleep disorders such as insomnia and daytime sleepiness, tenderness in localized area, neck, back, shoulders, etc., intermittent swelling, water gains in hands, feet, legs, and jaw, difficulty in swallowing and gagging reflex, hyperactivity, behavioral problems, difficulty in concentrating,
okay, Vic, that's
poor
enough.
Memory. Is that enough? Is that enough? Do you think people will get it? Is that enough?
Now, I hope so.
Here's what's really bad. Monosodium glutamate is hidden. It doesn't just say in the labels MSG.
Of course not.
It says...
Why would they want to tell you what's in it?
Okay. Here are some label ingredients that always, always contain MSG. Of course, monosodium glutamate, monopotassium glutamate, hydrolyzed protein. Isn't that scary? Protein.
Hydrolyzed wheat protein.
Yeast food. Gelatin. Even Jell-O, yes. Yeast nutrient.
Wait a minute.
Gelatin.
These are other ways that they
ways that always, always contain MSG.
Oh, got it.
Yeast extract. Glutamic acid. Sodium caseinate. Hydrolyzed corn gluten. Textured protein. Autolyzed yeast. Now, these often contain MSG or it's created in the processing. I'm going to list them on the website because there's like another 30.
Yeah. By the way, apparently that was not normal people. It was my Northern California friends. So hi to everybody up in Northern California.
Do they consider themselves normal?
Many of them are.
You have friends that are normal?
I know,
we'll be
shocker.
Back in a minute.
News Talk 1380.
Most people agree that network marketing is an excellent vehicle to achieving financial freedom. But if you are only retaining 6 to 7% of your people, you won't get very far. Hi, this is Debbie Callis. Seriously, I had a major headache from banging my head against the wall over how to help the people in my organization achieve the success that I was enjoying. Unfortunately, I, along with most network marketers, have been taught that we are in a sales and recruiting business. But with 90% of the population being sales resistant, how can the average person truly find success? The truth is, network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business, and you need a proven, duplicatable system that will work for the masses. My life and business turned around when I came across the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, by Michael DeLohi. And now I'd like to share this free ebook with you as well. Visit my website at my10steps.com. That's my, the number 10, steps.com. No products or companies are ever mentioned. It's just a straight scoop on the industry. So put that bottle of aspirin away and get started with some great information that will get you on your way to truly owning your life.
This
feel
is
like
Vicky,
dancing.
Dr. Vicky and Dr. Mills. And
it's a paradox.
And it's a paradox. And today's show is sponsored by Debbie Callis, and she'll be here in a little bit. She'll be calling in.
We'll be talking to her about her mentoring program.
About the mentoring program, which if you're listening, you just heard a commercial about.
How you learn what to think.
How to think, not what to think.
Which there is a really big difference, and I don't think most people understand that.
Well, and since I'm a hypnotherapist, that's truly what I work on day in and day out. And, you know, helping people think differently is a big part of my business.
I think we're going to move a little bit away from food for a little bit. And just, I want to ask Vicky a couple questions about hypnotherapy, and we'll talk a little bit about chiropractic as well. And if you have any questions about the food that you eat, please call in 661-266-4420. We'd love to talk with you about that.
And we'll let Dr. Mills pronounce the ingredients.
Exactly. You know, Vic, before I met you, I had no idea what hypnotherapy really was. I mean, I'd obviously heard of the hypnosis doctors who get up on stage and make people quack like a duck and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
That's really fun. I do that. It's really fun.
But what is hypnotherapy, and why did you choose that particular profession?
What is it? Boy, that's such a broad spectrum answer, but it's a way to help people think differently. Hypnosis is a relaxed state of focused concentration is about the shortest definition I can have of that. And how I got into it was actually kind of funny. I was a psych major, and I really was intrigued by psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And went to the counselor to see what was the next step in my education. And she said to me, well, if you go to school another 8 years, you'll probably make what you're making now.
And ouch.
Yeah, and that was when I was in property management.
And you'd have
management.
Student debt. Yeah. Student
debt. Yeah, and I was in property management. I think I would be lucky if I said I made $40,000 a year.
Okay.
And I had two kids at home. And
right.
I was a single mom. So it just wasn't feasible to me to take any more education. So I went clear into this whole other thing called property management. Then, fast forward a few years, I met my husband, Jim. We got married. And probably within the first month of living with him, got a flyer in the mail that said Hypnosis Certification Weekend.
Uh-huh.
And it was to him. It was addressed to Jim, who's an electrical lineman. So.
And I know Jim, so that's funny.
Yeah, it is. And he said, ooh, I've always wanted to learn hypnosis, but I have to work that weekend. You go for me. So I thought, well, I'm not doing anything.
Oh,
he's
funny.
Not
I didn't know
here.
This.
Yeah, and I went, and I was hooked. I was immediately hooked. And the instructor happened to be one of the main instructors for American Pacific University out of Hawaii. And before I left that training, I slapped down a credit card and paid for my education and went on to finish and get my doctorate in clinical hypnotherapy.
That's very cool. Now, some of you know that Dr. Vicky and I shared an office for a while. And during that time, I did have the pleasure of being hypnotized several times. And what I always found really intriguing when you and I would do our sessions is I was, unless I actually fell asleep during, you know, the suggestion part of it, I was awake and aware the entire time. But like you said, I was very relaxed. And a lot of times I'd come out of a session feeling like I just had an hour and a half nap, which is amazing because I had my kids were littler then and I was getting less sleep than I am now. And it was amazing how refreshing it was. But there's this misconception that, you know, a hypnotherapist can make you do what you don't want to do. Talk
about
that.
Yeah, that's definitely a misconception. If I could control minds, we'd all be having this conversation on a beach in Hawaii drinking Mai Tais.
Hey, that sounds good. We'll have to take the show on the road.
Because I just can't control minds. So I have an office in Lancaster where right. I help people control their own minds. It's about you having the most control of your own mind.
And how does that benefit people?
Oh, well, okay. If you think of your unconscious mind as never maturing past the age of 7, because it doesn't.
That's scary. We're all a bunch of 7-year-olds running around in adult bodies, exactly. Like having businesses and lives and families.
Well, now your conscious mind is the rational,
right.
You know, it knows right from wrong.
Okay,
it makes
but
those
let's be real.
Decisions.
90% of your behaviors are coming off of your unconscious, subconscious mind.
90%? How'd you get that?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I read that somewhere.
Okay.
I'll have to find my source.
Your subconscious mind controls the body.
Yeah.
So it controls your blinking and breathing. Like you
and your heart rate and your nervous system.
You don't have to consciously remember to blink. No. Or breathe. Boy, if you had to consciously remember to breathe, there'd be people dropping on the streets all day.
Right.
You know, they'd be like, oh my God, I forgot to breathe. In fact, I would probably pass out once or twice. Because
I'd be on the floor right now.
So your unconscious mind controls those behaviors.
Right.
So if you think of getting to a relaxed, focused, concentrated state where your unconscious mind and your conscious mind then are in complete agreement and they're working for you, doing the same things together rather than working separately.
Right.
That's how hypnosis works.
Very cool.
It is cool.
It is cool.
And yes, you were right. Also, you'll always hear everything and you don't go into this la-la land state that people seem to think.
Right.
I don't know how. And even after I tell people that, they'll come out of the hypnosis session and say, I don't think I was hypnotized because I could hear everything. And I have to tell them, you know, I didn't put cotton in your ears.
Right, exactly.
So that's kind of how it works.
Okay. So if you have any questions for Dr. Vicky about that, it's 661-266-4420. That's the number here in the studio to get us on the air and win fabulous prizes. No, I'm kidding. We don't have any prizes today. But you definitely could talk to us and ask us whatever questions you wanted to.
So let's flip it. And okay. Let's
talk the tick.
Let's talk about chiropractic. What happens when you're getting your mind focused on, because I know that you believe in this, and you talk your patients into reframing the way you're thinking.
Absolutely.
But let's talk about the physiology or the physical part of getting your body in shape chiropractically.
Well, here's the interesting thing. I mean, I am in what I think is the single most misunderstood profession in the healthcare industry. And I say that because if you look at any chiropractor ad in any newspaper or any yellow page in any city, you're going to see us for back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, headaches, right? And chiropractic is amazingly good at fixing back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, headaches. I mean, it works so well that even with huge people trying to get us to not practice anymore, our profession still flourishes. However, it's not about back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, headaches. Those are just the effects. What
I'm just about
you're,
to
you're
giggle.
About to laugh.
I'm so about to giggle because you said huge people getting you not to practice, and I'm picturing.
Are you thinking
the biggest
like,
loser people?
I should say huge organizations.
Okay, good.
Many organizations, especially in like the 60s and 70s, are trying to have chiropractors arrested for practicing medicine without a license, which is funny because we don't practice medicine at all. What a chiropractor does is a chiropractor works on the nervous system. And Vicky, I know you know this. What controls your nervous system? Where does your nervous system start?
In your spine?
In the brain?
Like the base of your brain?
No, the brain, the entire brain.
Oh.
The brain controls everything in the body. And the brain is at the top of your body in your head, and it's completely protected by the skull because it's so delicate.
Oh, see, here I was trying to lean to chiropractic, and I'm like, I know the brain. But
I know the brain. No, just follow me. Because the nervous system is the key, and people don't understand that. So these messages come out of the brain, and they have to travel to your toes. They have to travel to your intestines. They have to travel to your belly, to your fingers, everywhere, because every cell in your body has innervation from the brain. So how did the messages get there? They go down through the spine. And so people know that chiropractors adjust the spine, but they think that we do it in order to relieve back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, headaches. That's not why we do it. Vicky, if I were to cut you right now on your arm, would your arm heal?
Mine, yes.
Why would it heal?
Because it's connected to my brain and I would tell it to heal.
Exactly. And let's just say for some reason the messages weren't getting from your brain to that part of your arm. Hmm. Would your arm heal as well?
Probably not.
No, it wouldn't, would it?
No.
So that's what we do as chiropractors. We adjust the spine, not because of back pain. We adjust the spine because the brain has to communicate to all parts of the body, and it does so through the spinal column. So by releasing those interferences, which we call subluxations, and there's not going to be a quiz later.
Energy pathways.
Yeah. Basically, we free up the nervous system so the brain can communicate to every part of the body and its natural healing. And that's what we do. And yes, it happens to be ridiculously good at fixing physical pain, but it's so much more than that. It's about literally living your healthiest life because your brain can communicate everywhere.
What was really cool is when our office was together, we saw what people would call miraculous healing on a daily basis.
We had so many sick people who would come in and after just a few weeks their lives would be changed.
And sometimes they were in one part of the office, sometimes they were there, sometimes they went from one to the other.
Uh-huh,
it was very cool.
The five most dangerous words that I hear are maybe it will go away.
Oh.
Maybe it will go away. And if you know anyone who's saying that, it's not just going to go away on its own. There's, you know, pain, whether it's physical pain or emotional pain or, you know, spiritual pain, any kind of discomfort is a symptom, and that symptom has a cause. And Vicki addresses the cause from the mental aspect of it, and I address the cause from the physical aspect of it. So that's what
we
do.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't know what each other is doing, but it works well together anyway.
Exactly.
Like, we would work with one client and then another and pass them back and forth, and neither one of us really conferred with each other to see what we were doing, and then we'd find out that it was so in alignment that it worked really well.
So what was your toughest client?
My toughest client? Oh, good question. Well, my toughest client would have to be a group of people, and I call them the smarty pants people.
Okay.
Because they think that, well, they're usually very well educated, and they have this attitude of knowing everything. And we all know them in life.
Right.
And they will misquote me. They will turn things around because they have to know, and they have to be the smartest person. And the truth is, if they were the smartest person on whatever the topic was and they knew what they were talking about, then they wouldn't have to see me.
Right.
You know,
I hear you.
It would be working. They wouldn't need to fix whatever is broken.
Right.
And kind of that's what I do, like help them fix what's not working.
Got it.
I used to do a quote, and I can't even remember who said it, but I think it was Richard Bandler said, when you work on yourself, you only become more of yourself. So when someone's trying to heal something that they haven't been able to heal or solve in 40 years or 20 years or whatever, or 10 years or 5 years.
I laugh. Fibromyalgia patients come in all the time doing their history. How long have you been hurting? 5 years, 10 years, 12 years, 7 years,
and
20
only
years.
And they're becoming more of themselves.
20 years. I cannot even imagine. I get a hangnail and I'm miserable for 6 hours. I can't imagine living in chronic pain for 20 years.
20 years. Yeah, I get that too.
Yeah.
Now, you would work with, say, fibromyalgia in one way,
right,
and I would work with it in another.
Yeah, fibromyalgia, from my perspective, we have to deal with the structural alignment, obviously, for the reasons I've already discussed. We need to be able to get that brain communicating. But many fibromyalgia patients have food sensitivities that they don't know about. And, you know, our food supply is so tainted. I mean, we have antibiotics, we have hormones in our food supply, we have these genetically modified foods, and it can cause an inflammatory reaction. And I'm amazed at how many people come in. I do the specialized food sensitivity testing. We take blood work and we ship it to a lab and we get the results back. Vicki, chicken. I have fibromyalgia patients come up sensitive to chicken. It's unbelievable.
Do you think it's really the chicken or the stuff in the chicken?
I think it might be the stuff in the chicken.
You know those pre-cooked chickens that you get in the grocery store, like,
yeah,
ready to walk out the door?
Yeah.
One day I happened to be at a local grocery store that serves those, and I love them. I like to pick them up. But
I love Costco's.
This guy is leaning over the counter, and he said, are all of your chickens injected?
Injected with what?
Well, he didn't ask that specifically, but the girl behind the counter said, yes, they're all injected with salt and natural flavorings.
MSG.
And I'm sitting there going, so I don't buy those anymore. And you know, I mean, really, it's not that hard to bake a chicken, but yeah. And I'm like, one of my favorite things to do. And I never thought of asking that.
Yeah,
but
I never
that
did
was
either.
A really wise question. And she said they all come in shipped in a big box, like, I don't know, 36 in a box, and they're all injected.
Nice. Oh, we got to go for a break. So when we come back, we're going to hear more from Debbie Callis. She is sponsoring today's show, and we'll learn more about how to think about what to think.
Most people agree that network marketing is an excellent vehicle to achieving financial freedom. But if you are only retaining 6 to 7% of your people, you won't get very far. Hi, this is Debbie Callis. Seriously, I had a major headache from banging my head against the wall over how to help the people in my organization achieve the success that I was enjoying. Unfortunately, I, along with most network marketers, have been taught that we are in a sales and recruiting business. But with 90% of the population being sales resistant, how can the average person truly find success? The truth is, network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business, and you need a proven, duplicatable system that will work for the masses. My life and business turned around when I came across the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, by Michael DeLohi. And now I'd like to share this free ebook with you as well. Visit my website at my10steps.com. That's my10steps.com. No products or companies are ever mentioned. It's just the straight scoop on the industry. So put that bottle of aspirin away and get started with some great information that will get you on your way to truly owning your life.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. Stand on a corner in L.A. and feel the hot wind of the Sahara brush across your face. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together, making it so simple for you to make a difference. Because we are many, and we are one. Please visit us at earthshare.org to learn more. EarthShare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back.
I think we're back, and I think we have Deborah Callis on the line. Hi, Deborah, are you there?
Debbie, are you there?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
there you are. I could hear you outside of my earphones. I couldn't hear you in my earphones. How are you?
Great.
Good.
So you're awesome.
Thank you. You're in Texas, right?
Yes.
That's very cool. This is, I have to tell you, Vicki, this is one of the things I absolutely love about the internet. You can do business with anyone, anywhere in the world. And
yeah.
I think it's amazing.
And it's getting amazingly huge and interconnected.
Exactly. It's a very incestuous, do I dare say that word? I don't mean in a bad way.
I don't get that connection.
Anyway, Debbie and I met through Facebook, and I don't remember who our original connection was, but I joke that she's like my sister from a different mother, because we think so much alike.
I was your sister.
Do. Yeah, you are. Well, yeah. See, now you're Debbie's sister, too.
Hi, new sister.
There you go. We're triplets.
So, Debbie, let's talk a little bit about what you do. You're working to build a business in network marketing, and, you know, network marketing is becoming much more popular these days with the downturn in the economy. It really gives people a chance to earn a second or a supplemental source of income. And you use a system called Mentoring for Free. What is that?
Well, first I'll tell you what we're not. Mentoring for Free is not an MLM company.
Okay.
And it's not an affiliate program.
Okay.
So there's absolutely no cost for any. We have about 10 free generic training calls every week.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really great. But what we are, it's a community of volunteers who believe in the value of education, personal development, and in sharing what we know that works. And our purpose is to help anyone in any company succeed in network marketing by providing education, coaching, mentoring, and support, all within a mastermind environment.
Okay, so what kind of personal development with anyone come out of my mouth? What kind of personal development training do you offer?
Well, we do have several different things, but the one area I want to focus on, which fits in perfectly with your show today, something really cool. It's called the 30-Day Mental Cleanse.
Oh, I've heard about this. I'm excited for you to talk about it.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, well, you know what? So many of us have been raised with the employee mindset.
Yeah. No, you're not kidding.
Yeah, but as network marketers, we need to develop the entrepreneur mindset. And it takes time to change that mindset. And all the big leaders in the industry, like Jim Rohn, Tom Big Al Schreiter, Michael DeLohi, Art Zonehack, all say the same thing. It's personal development is the key to success.
Well, I'm a member of a chiropractic coaching group, and the thing that they always say is who you are determines how well what you do works.
Exactly.
And it's so true. You really, you know, you have to change who you are to get the results that you want to get. If what was Einstein's definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. You really have to change.
You have to change your thinking.
Who you are and what you do. So tell us about
this.
So
in alignment, what I do anyway.
I know.
Yeah. Yes.
Tell us about. See, that's why Vicki and I wanted to do this show, because it so fits with everything that we believe in. So what's a mental cleanse?
Well, most people understand today, like as we were talking, you know, for your best health, nutritional cleansing is imperative. You know, all the garbage that you were talking about today, the food. And so like just like cleansing your body of toxins and things that keep you from having your best health, a mental cleanse can accomplish the same thing for your mind.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So what does someone have to do? What's it entail?
Well, basically, we ask people to commit 30 days of their life. You turn off the TV, the newspapers, All the chatter, all the negative chatter, all the negative influence, even if it's people.
What a great idea.
You know?
I love that.
Yeah, you really, some people, you just have to kind of cut them off. And
okay, seriously, have you watched TV and had any positive message put into your brain?
No.
It's not. Yeah, turn off the TV. It's crap. Get out there and exercise. You'll do your brain good.
Or read. Read a good book.
I know, read a book.
Total rebellion.
And we actually do. We do mastermind that, the great book, Think and Grow Rich, by Napoleon Hill.
Very good book.
Yes. Yeah. And what we do is we read a chapter a week, and everyone is encouraged to write down their thoughts. You submit them. Certain lessons are chosen. And then once a week, we get together on the phone, and we mastermind it. And it's really amazing.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah, because people are coming from different points of view. And you're always like, wow, I didn't think of that, or I didn't get that before. So it's tremendous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I know that there are a lot of books and discussions on staying positive. How has the mental cleanse process helped you personally?
Well, one key thing for me was learning to turn off the chatter. I mean, I was
a
huge TV addict. I really was. I mean, I based my nights on what shows were on.
Do you watch any TV now?
No.
Cool.
Very cool.
I really don't have an interest in it. That's what's amazing. It's not like, oh, I want to watch that, but I can't. It's like, please, you know? I've got better things to do.
That was
big for me. Also, you know, not allowing people to rent space in my head.
Uh-huh.
I'm really working on.
Because we know what that means.
Yeah, Debbie, talk about what that means, because Vicki and I were actually talking about that before the show, but a lot of people may not know what that means. So just talk about that for a second.
Well, it's, you know, I had an example, like over this weekend, somebody had written me an email about something, and it really was bothering me. And I kind of was, and letting people rent space in your head is that you're thinking about what they're saying over and over again, and you're letting them affect your thoughts and your emotions.
Ooh.
You know, and it's negative, and it's like, you know, and I did. I called a really good friend of mine. I'm like, would you help me out here? And she just really worked me through it, and I was able to get out of it.
She just said, stop letting them rent it.
Yeah.
Or charge them more money.
Yeah, that's what I said to her earlier. If they're going to rent space in my head, they better plan to pay for it.
Yeah.
And pay well.
Pay well, exactly. So, so those are huge things, you know, and that's something that we really have to learn. That doesn't come easy.
No, it doesn't. I mean, too many people always talk about living in the present, and too many people don't really know what that means. Living in the present means really living in the right here and now. And it's funny because I see it with people who are in pain a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they're always thinking about how, oh, well, the last time I did this, it hurt. Therefore, I don't want to do that again. And maybe their physiology has changed and they can do it now and they just don't realize it because they're living in the past. They're remembering something that was.
Yeah.
So as far as this mental cleanse and the not letting people rent space in your head, how has that helped your business?
Well, it's, I guess it's helped me, you know, like living in the positive emotions. That was the other thing I wanted to touch on. You know, you kind of meet people without an agenda. That's what's nice. You know, you're working with people. You're not thinking, you're not worrying about, you know, rejection or what are they thinking of me or did I say it right. It's just, you're always... You know, I wanted to. Can I talk about those positive emotions?
Absolutely. We've got 6 minutes.
Yeah, that's that was like another key thing. It's like I know in chapter 12 of Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill actually lists the 7 major emotions, and I want to say them out loud because you see the difference.
Yeah,
like the major negative emotions are all they're ugly words: fear, jealousy, hatred, revenge, greed, superstition, and anger.
Yeah.
Those are the 7 major negative emotions that we deal with. And the 7 major positive emotions are desire, faith, love, sex, enthusiasm, romance, and hope. And those are just great words.
Much better feeling.
You know?
Yeah, much better feeling words.
Much better feeling words. And even just seeing those written down, I was like, wow. And it helped me recognize those. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, just seeing the written words help me recognize. So like every day I'm choosing to live in those positive emotions. So you just don't deal with, I don't know, you just don't deal with the ups and downs. You're like, again, when you're dealing with people, you're dealing from that point of view, like with love and really caring and listening to what they have to say and not having an agenda. You know, how can I get this person here?
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But it's really been, it's just amazing.
Yeah, one of my favorite things to say to people is, You have to live from the overflow, meaning, mm-hmm. you know, when your cup is half full, then you don't have what you need to give and help other people.
Right.
However, when you're overflowing, and I see that overflowing to me means all of those positive words.
Right.
It's those positive emotions. And then you can really help other people.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, Debbie, if people wanted to get more information on the mentoring for free, and I'm assuming if they're not in a network marketing company, it could still help. I don't know. Do you limit it to just network marketing?
No, I mean, that's who we target, but I think anybody could really benefit.
Okay. So if people
really
wanted to find out more information on the mentoring for free, how do they get started?
Well, everybody starts the process. We download the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps by Michael Delohi, and they can find that on my site. It's my10steps.com. So it's my, the number 10, steps.com.
So www.my10steps, STEPS.com.
Yes. Yeah, and it's a great fun read. It has excellent information, so I think they'll even just enjoy reading the book itself.
Great.
And then if they find that they resonate with what they've read, you know, then we'll take it from there.
Okay, so basically it's a free ebook. There's no strings. It's truly free. And then if you read it and you like what it says, then there's action steps in the back.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, lady.
This was really good. We're so glad to have you here on our first
show.
Yeah,
thank you.
We're so excited.
It's really been great. I'll be tuning in every week because
you're
so fun and informative.
And we will be podcasting as well as soon as I can figure out how to get this on iTunes. And if anyone knows how to do that, please call me. The office number is 945-4441 because I do need to figure out how to get it on iTunes. And then we will also be podcasting on the website, which is www.itsapairadox.com. ITSAPAIRADOCS.com. And Vic, I think we've got just a couple minutes left, 2 minutes left. I think what we should do, first of all, Debbie, thank you so much.
Yeah,
Debbie.
You guys.
And we appreciate it, and I'll talk to you after we're off the air.
Okay.
All
right, bye-bye.
I think what we should do is, since we did start the show talking about food, let's talk about what people can do to, we've got a phone call. You know what, let's do that.
We have barely enough time to take this phone call. Hi, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Who am I talking to?
This is Dr. Vicky
and Dr.
Hey,
Andrea.
Dr. Vicky and Dr. Mills.
Is this Mario?
It is Mario.
How are you?
Good. Just want your listeners to know that Dr. Vicky, over the last year, helped me drop 30 pounds of ugly fat and 20 pounds of good-looking fat, but that's the trade-off.
So that'd be 50 pounds total.
Recently, I kind of let myself slip, and I started listening to the CDs again at night as I went to bed. And all over again, I feel this renewed energy and desire to get in shape and go to the gym.
Yay!
Yeah, it's real good. So,
well, Mario, thank you so much.
It definitely works. And hey, congratulations on your new show, guys. I've been listening. It sounds terrific.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We're going to let you go because we do have one little thing we got to finish up.
Okay.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
So for those of you who are wondering, what do you do to get rid of the processed food in your cupboards, here's a couple of action steps. The thing that I tell my patients is if it grows on a plant, eat it. If it's made in a plant, don't eat it. Obviously, I'm not a vegetarian, so, you know, obviously if it grows in nature,
so our
eat
biggest,
it.
Best advice is run to your cabinet, take out anything with high fructose corn syrup or MSG, and we'll put all the ways those are listed on your labels.
And just stop buying them.
Stop buying them.
Find different options. Thank you so much for joining us on our first show.
This is Dr. Vicky Thomas.
And Dr. Andrea Mills, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else.
The following was a sponsored program. Hi, there's a broadcast.